Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, I normally do, as you know, if you listen to the show, Lee, which you're forced to because they, like, you know, broadcast you back in
anyway.
The newsroom. Would you really?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, that makes me feel good. But anyway.
Primary. I even listen to your podcast, too. I mean, I hear most of it already anyway, but...
Yeah. And a lot of it is the highlights from the show, yeah. So that people can't miss. Because people listen to the show on average for 7 minutes.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, always a lot there. I always love these texts. I go, you didn't talk about it. Yes, I did three times.
Exactly. Yeah.
You just didn't hear it in the segment you listened to. And people don't realize. But we know. We have metrics. So, but anyway, people still texting in. Text stories. My husband and I are Marines. Met in the Corps. We were both from South Carolina, but at duty. Station duty in California, got married 8 months later. He was 21, me 27. He was my only good boyfriend. They're truly one in a million, a good man. I thank God I recognize that, and he brought us together. We've been married 19 years. Now we were broke and had our struggles, but our marriage is a rock. We meet your criteria of life partners, best friends, warriors for the trenches. We'd hate to go through this life alone.
Yeah, they took that trenches part literally, didn't they?
Yeah, well, you know, they're Marines, so... that's what they're good at. So yeah, just talking about a lot of this, and I guess it's just, and I know this poor guy. I mean, I didn't mean to gang up on him for an hour. This texter, but this was this canard that has been said in our society so many times that my parents told me, and I had great parents, fantastic, couldn't ask for better. But they were wrong about this. Well, you've got to get your ducks in a row. You got to get your career in a row. You got to focus on that. So don't be thinking about marriage. And you know what? When I look back at it, I'm like, what do we really plan as you know, me and my parents getting me ready for life, right? Well, we did a lot of research and a lot of planning for that career and for college. And that's great. There's nothing wrong with it. You should be doing that. Okay. But it's a matter of prioritizing and mentally, right? They didn't do any of that for marriage. Or to be deliberate about it. Like, you're okay. If you're going to go to college when you graduate high school, right? You're going to be deliberate about that. You're going to start the applications process. Starting freshman year, we're going through this now with my daughter. You're looking at, okay, class load. If you want to go to this school, let's think about schools you want to go to. What do you want to be? Okay, then you're going to need to take these classes, right? I mean, this is how we plan, right? Years out from this.
Oh, yeah.
We don't plan for marriage that way with our kids. We don't. Why? You are giving them the message from the beginning. Work is a priority. Career is a priority, especially our girls and everything. And then you could just worry about that later. Well, no. And I'm saying, no. We have that all wrong. And I have reversed that with my daughter. And Lee, I said this earlier in the show, my mom would be, I mean, her jaw would hang open to hear how I talk to my daughter compared to what she said to me.
Yeah.
The most important thing, the most important job you will ever have is wife. That is it. That is the one. That is number one. Other stuff's important. Got to pay for the kids. Got to feed the kids. Got that. We're going to take care of that. But that is not the most important thing you're going to do. Number one, husband, who you find. It will define your entire life. You know who said this? This is so cool, actually. And it really struck me. And it's not somebody you're going to think of. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She was at a young female lawyer. No, no, no. Whatever. They were asking her for advice, networking stuff. And she ended up on the Supreme Court. Well, what's the most important thing? Your husband. Wait, what? Well, she's a feminist icon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Your husband. You have to marry the right person. If I didn't marry the guy that I did, who had my back so much, who supported me so much to allow me to do this while being a mom too, I wouldn't have made it to the Supreme Court.
Yep.
I love that. She had that right.
Yep.
She got a lot else wrong, but she had that right.
True.
You know, and so this is where I am with my daughter, and we are having conversations that aren't happening in a lot of other places. I mean, we are beginning to talk, because she's 14 now, about deliberately looking for a man, not a male, a man. Huge difference. What is a man? How can you tell when you found one? You need a man who will be a backbone. And I talk about our marriage a lot. And I had a text earlier on saying, hey, oh, here it is. No one is perfect, Tara. That's a big problem. People are looking for that. Everyone has right. their issues.
Yeah, there's not going to be a perfect no. candidate out there. That's just as there will be no perfect marriage.
No, and my husband and I were actually just talking about that with my son. Because we have, and I've told you this before, we have a good knockdown drag out about every quarter. We do. And we are the best of friends. He is the best friend I have ever had. Those two things are not mutually exclusive. And so in a marriage, you know, you see the good and the bad of our marriage. And I point this out to my son, but I was like, look at dad. I mean, he is a rock. If I am sitting there unloading the dishwasher, he'll walk right up and start unloading it with me. And I'll tell him, stop it. You got to just whatever. I'll take care of this. That is someone who has your back. Is that sexy? Is that hot? Is that going to be on a Valentine's commercial? Not really. But that's what being in the trenches means. And you can tell from the little things, Lee. It's the little things. And we don't teach our kids to look for that and how to be as deliberate 5 years out, 6 years out. Well, make sure you're taking the right courses freshman year, because by sophomore year, you have to be in these courses in order to apply for that. We don't do that with our kids with marriage, and we should. It should start freshman year. Am I making any sense here?
Yes. Making plenty of sense. This is, you know, obviously not a topic or an avenue that we usually go down, but
no.
Yeah, it's... No, it makes perfect sense.
Texter writes, Tara, I blame feminism for this crisis. Feminists yes. have said for decades that men aren't necessary and women should be focused on careers. Uh-uh, all wrong. Totally
well,
wrong.
You know, I think, you know, feminism has a part to do with it, but
sure.
also what the attack on the American male
mm-hmm.
and you know, the implications there.
And again, so much of prioritizing anything in life, like say even weight loss, right? You and I have both done mm-hmm. a lot of weight loss. A lot of it's just changing what's important in your mentality.
Right.
It's not like to the exclusion of everything. It's, hey, I'm going to have to do a little bit of extra planning to stay on the PhD
right.
weight loss plan
right.
this week. I'm going to have to make yeah. sure I have the things I'm going to eat for dinner that are healthy, right? Does that really take a lot of extra time?
No.
Not if it's top of mind and
yeah.
this is how you think. And we're just telling our daughters, well, get to your career right first. Wait till you're 30 to get married. This is the text that set me off. And
yeah.
I was like, no.
You need to be intentional, like you were talking
intentional.
About. But
yeah.
the 30-year-old, I'll put it this way, and I don't want to get too deep into this.
Sure.
But I've seen plenty of examples where that's not a great idea, because
no.
then you are limited. And once again, I'm not beating up on this person. But for whatever reason, they felt like that was the right advice to give, and it may have worked in their family. I've seen other circumstances around my life where that hasn't worked out as well as it could have, and it has created some other issues and problems. You know, trying to set a timeline that far down the road, I do think is dangerous, because each year that goes by, whether you're a man or a woman,
mm-hmm.
you are further limiting the ability to get into that relationship, to find that person, and also to develop into that person that is going to be conducive to that type of relationship. The longer you spend as a single adult gets you going down an avenue that makes it more difficult, in my mind, in my experience, to be able to accommodate what you need to do to be in a good, proper relationship.
And then there's just the general negativity about marriage.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I said to my husband, I was in the mentality, which was beaten into me from the time I was young, of, you know, we got to have all these ducks in a row before you can get married. So, like, I waited longer to marry my husband than I should have. And when I got married, I was like, I should have done this, like, last year, like, a year ago.
Yeah.
I am so much happier. And I don't know why it made such a difference to be married. You know, but it did. It was just, it's just like, it's the mentality of it. I have a lot of people on the text line. I'm going to call BS on something else. I'm going to have no audience left before I'm done this morning.
Okay.
But what the heck? You know, just people saying, well, you know, I have a partner that we're very committed to each other. And, we've outlasted friends of ours who've been married. And we've got each other's back and all of that. That is great. Okay, that is fantastic. Ask her if she'll marry you. I bet she'll jump at the chance. Because you know what? If she's not your wife, she's still a second-class citizen. No one's going to tell you that, but she is. Make her a first-class citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Say it. Say, till death do us part. Say
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
If you mean it, then say it. Why can't you say it? Well, it's an old-fashioned notion. Cool. Then it shouldn't stress you or strain you at all to marry her. Ask her. You know, I had a most amazing interview with a woman who called. I still have it. You know, I should play it. And she called me, and she had three children with her boyfriend who she lived with. They loved each other, were very committed. They said they were committed to life, and for life, blah, blah, blah. And so I asked her, I was like, Yeah, okay, but secretly, if he didn't have this belief that he doesn't believe in marriage, come on, you really actually want to get married, don't you? And she said she did. She wished she could, but she was afraid to tell him. Don't compromise on that.
No.
If you're committed to her for life, marry her. Stand in front of everyone you know and tell her, till death do us part. There is nothing like it. Mm-hmm. There is nothing like, oh, that's just words, maybe. And for some people it is, they get divorced.
It's not just words, though.
But it's...
It has legal implications
as
well.
It does. It says, I am all in. I am all in. You know what I think of, too? I think of so many documentaries I've seen... and just, you know, my husband being a Marine and knowing this and like the bond those guys have in the field when they go through war together and how they will run back onto the field.
Right.
And this happens all the time to save their buddies at risk of their life. That happens in that kind of bonding situation, right? A marriage gives you that. Mm-hmm. That is what is in the trenches. That is what it means to be in the trenches. And they'll do that for somebody they're not even married to.
Yeah. Well,
you know, that's what that is.
I still think all of this goes back to, as you've pointed out, feminism and the attack on Judeo-Christian ethics and the religious aspect of holy matrimony, which is in and one thing you said a long time ago when we started talking about a lot of issues regarding marriage, one of the great failures of this country is when we made marriage a legal civil union.
Yes, the government should have never gotten involved.
It should never have been involved in it, and it is a religious institution instituted by God. And deemed in you can read all about it in the Holy Bible and about how it should be conducted and how it should be handled. And that's one thing you said a long time ago that really stuck with me, that the government should never have gotten involved in marriage and sanctioning it. And I think you were right.
And because it's very easy for the government to just end the marriage.
Yes, exactly.
It's just this perfunctory bureaucratic matter.
And then it becomes something that is simply a legal and civil matter instead of a holy union. That is blessed by God.
Right. Something bigger than the two of you.
Yes.
That's what it is. That's what you get when you're married. I bet she'd jump at the chance if you got down on one knee and said, I love you, and I want to say in front of everyone I know that I will be with you till death do us part. I bet she would say yes. And I bet she secretly wants that. Do it and see. Like, what could it matter? You say you're together for life. You're committed. Marry her. Stop living together. Marry her. Give her that comfort. It's such a comfort. And you know what? If it's you as a woman, just think about it. Let him pop the question.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's LYST. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Texter writes, hey, Tara, where does it say Mary Young in the Bible? Anyway, wait. So I want to clarify this because people come in and out of the show so much and they think might hear me talking like, what are you talking about? Wait, where? No, I didn't say to Mary Young. I said to be open to Mary Young. And I said that because, this whole thing got started with this study. Let me recap it briefly. Showing the shocking number, 80% of women at 30 now are single. They're skipping marriage or they're, you know, not getting married or they're having trouble finding men. What I'm saying to you is today, it is harder than ever to find a solid man who is your best friend, is dependable, checks all of the right, just most basic boxes that you have to have a solid marriage or you're going to be miserable. You cannot make somebody into a good husband. He's got to be that way. And you have to be able to recognize that. And it's very, very hard to find that. And so he was saying, and he meant well, he was a good dad, you could tell. And he was saying, well, I told my daughters they got to get their career in order and they got to be at least 30 before they get married. I'm telling my daughter the opposite. She's 14. I'm telling her to look for her husband now. That sound radical? It's what it will take to have what it is easier for us to have. I want her to have what I have. I have a very solid, completely dependable husband who is my best friend, not just a best friend, the best friend I've ever had. And when you're young, which you don't know, and I didn't know when I was young, you think, that'll come along two or three times. No, it won't. I found it one time. I dated a couple of other good guys who went on to make two other girls. I'd say there have been three total of really good men I dated. And the other two went on to make great husbands, and I knew they would. But they weren't for me. There wasn't that click there. There wasn't that best friend thing that you can't decide to have that. You either have it or you don't. You have to grab it when you find it, and it's okay to grab it if you're 20 or 21. Now, if your child is living in your basement, completely irresponsible, you don't want to be getting married. You know what I mean? If you're on the way to Vegas and you meet some guy and you decide to get married by the minister who looks like Elvis, that's not what I'm talking about. This is a deliberate process. We must teach our children to be deliberate about it. I am teaching my daughter right now in her life to look for her husband. Right now, because sometimes you meet the person when you're in high school. You do. There's Tony on a text line like that. And you know what just drives me nuts is this whole thing. We're supposed to be casual about this. Well, I'm just dating for fun. I'm out there. And I'm like, no, you're wasting your time. Here's the criteria. Here's how you know. Here's what you look for. This is what you should be looking for. This is how you can tell. They will tell you through the little things. Get in the habit of breaking up with a lot of people. Cut them off early. That's when it's easy to do. Your judgment gets clouded with every date that you go on. I am teaching Crash right now. We're coming at it from a different angle. We're talking about the financial angle and how broke you'll be if you marry a woman who's bad with money. How can I know who's bad with money? Well, there's some really easy ways to tell. And I've given you could just watch. Pay attention. What does she pay with? Is that a debit card or credit card? Just ask her. Well, she's paying for a lot of stuff with credit card. Casual conversation. You pay that off at the end of the month? You can figure this out in a couple of dates. You can get good at it. Cut her off. She have a liberal worldview? You ain't going to make it. You don't want to raise children with that. You can't anymore. You could have 20 years ago. You can't anymore. That comes out on the first date? Boom. Bye. You are deliberate about this. You don't let things happen to you. You choose to make them happen. And that starting at the age my daughter is now, you must be deliberate. Go where men are good or higher likely chance. Church groups, join them on purpose. Why? Looking for a husband. I'm 15. Start now. You're going to have to. If nothing else, you should get good at weeding out. Well, I'm just 16. I'm having fun and dating. You're wasting your time. And we had a wonderful woman on the text line earlier. She said, I got married at 27 and my boyfriend met him in the Marines. I met one good boyfriend in my entire life. I dated three really good husband material men out of all the men. I dated a lot of men. And two were wonderful, but not for me. I wasn't there. If I'd married him, I can't imagine. I mean, so to tell your daughters, well, check all these boxes, got to have a career first, got to have a house first, got to have a car first. No, you don't. One of the best things that Dave Ramsey says, I love this. People call up and they'll say this one, and it spins me out when I hear it. Well, we're postponing having a child until we both get, no, do it now. Do not postpone joy. Well, I don't know how I'm going to pay for it. Well, you know what? You'll figure it out. I remember having this conversation with my husband. He'd lost his business. I'd lost my job. And I had a very strong voice, I believe, from God telling me to have a baby. I was like, I got to have a baby right now. How are we going to pay for it? I don't know. Surely between the two of us, we're not half dumb. We could figure it out. And we did. It came out fine. That was Crash. I can't imagine what it would be like without Crash. We didn't even have health insurance. Those things, you don't wait. You don't compromise. That is the joy. You do not postpone joy. You grab joy. And you have to be as deliberate about it as you are about planning for college. Well, if I have to take these, I got to take these classes freshman year in order to get into these classes sophomore year so that by junior year I'll be in these classes that I need to get into college. We plan this out. Teach your children how to plan out their marriage. Make it number one. I tell my daughter, your number one job in life is to be a wife. That is it. It is numero uno. Career is a distant third. And we don't have one. We're preparing for that. We're doing all the take the right classes. Do what we're doing that. You can walk and chew gum. Feminists have poisoned the well here. Well, you got to have all your ducks in a row before you can marry. They don't want you to get married. They hate men. Throw that out. Textroids, women better get a man soon because Japan is making huge strides in companion female robots that you can program to what you like features. Yeah. Okay. Textroids, eventually we will need a great generation to do as Spain did just before 1492 and reclaim our land. It can come from good marriages. Oh, we'll get there. Everything goes in cycles. Textroids, I appreciate your honesty about having knockdown dragouts every quarter. That's us too. Who wants to know? We want our children to understand. My husband and I were talking to my son about this because we said, like, we have had some big fights. You've seen us, right? Yeah. But you'd agree we're best friends too, right? Yeah. This is what a healthy marriage looks like. It imperfect. You got to air your grievances and be able to hold it together when you do. If you don't, you're going to be sniping at each other every day. This is training for marriage. I do it. You have to be deliberate. You should be having these conversations all the time, including with my 10-year-old. Texter writes, told a friend I would never get married. 30 minutes later, told him I would marry the girl I just met. Married her 3 months later. 21 years have passed, and I wish it could be a million years. Yeah, that's cool. That's really cool. Texter writes, Tara, you and Lee are shooting possibilities today. Okay. 37, single parent, and I wish that I stayed married when I was younger. It's difficult to adjust to your life when you're older. Keep up the good fight. Just issue a big club to your daughter to use to find a man. All right, har har. Nah, I know what they're saying. Stone ages. Now, this is how you be happy. If you're going to be happy, you have to be deliberate, as deliberate about your personal life as you are about your career. Texter writes, is marriage about a God or to the other person? It should be both. That is, should a secular marriage between atheists be considered holy matrimony? Oh, my God. Do what you want. I don't know. Do what you want. The advice is free. Do as you will with it.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Texter writes, hey, Tara, I'm hearing that a lot of American men have given up on American women and are marrying foreign women. Even President Trump has given up on American women. I guess that's one way to look at it. My best friend in another state is in the same boat, so says Jeff. Texter writes, Tara, I'm enjoying the show so much today. I just sent the link to my two daughters, age 20 and 21. Thank you. Texter writes, hey, Tara, on her first date, she told me she had conservative ethics, morals, and values, and she loved Rush Limbaugh. If that's not for you, then we should go our separate ways, she said. Been happily married for 21 years. I love that. That is fantastic. Texter writes, I've been telling my teen boys they must choose a woman who is willing to homeschool. This kind of starts to get at what I'm talking about here, all right? Now, does that sound a little radical? Nah, perhaps. Is that going to really narrow the pool of people that your sons could marry if they did that? Yeah. But folks, we are going into a time when it's going to become more and more difficult to put your children in school. I mean, it is mind-boggling what comes home from the Greenville County schools. Go ahead and put your preferred gender pronouns here on this fill-out form. Dear God, what will it be like by the time my grandkids? I mean, we have to prepare for a world in which we cannot, we can be social with ourselves, but we cannot be a part of society like we are today. I mean, have you seen what's going on in these blue states? I mean, the schools are openly transitioning children and not telling the parents. This is radical stuff. We've never encountered this before. We've never been here before. You have to be prepared, if this is your culture, not to sacrifice it. You got to be prepared. I mean, that should be a question. Because culturally, you need to be in the same boat. You do in a way you never did before. I mean, you know, it used to be you could do a James Carville, Mary Madeline kind of marriage. Might have been kind of spicy if y'all disagreed. You can't anymore. I'm sure somebody's doing it, but you have to actively defend what you believe and live it from the first date. And you have to be willing to cut people loose in a way you never did before. And you need to be talking about all this with your kids. This is not a one-time conversation. This is a weekly conversation. How do you find a spouse? What does a good spouse look like? What does a healthy marriage look like? Texter writes, I asked my wife if she'd be willing to, if the time came, to bail me out of jail. Obviously, she said yes, and I try to keep myself out of jail. You sound like a real catch, sir. Texter writes, thank you for today's show topic. You are correct. I've been married 54 years to the lady I started dating at age 12. Maybe I do need to talk to my sons. God helped me to find her. He answered my prayers when I was 19, married her 3 years later. Okay, cool. Texter writes, Tara, my mom met my dad when she was 14 at the 2 o'clock restaurants that are side by side in Greenville. Was 18 when they started supervised dating, and dad was drafted to Vietnam. She wrote him weekly. They still have something. Oh, I think they mean all the letters. When he got back from the war, they were married at Malden First Baptist. Now my mom had laryngitis and could not speak, so her sisterhood had to say, I do. They are still happily married, 52 years strong. Texter writes, While admitting my 90-year-old mother-in-law to Prisma Health last week, they asked her for her preferred pronoun. Really? They seemed too embarrassed to ask, but said that they had to ask. So we are in for a cultural cataclysm here, folks. Who you date needs to be of your culture. And if they're not, they need to go after date one. You need to be serious and deliberate about that. This is about this deliberateness. Texter writes, Tara, Greenville is a liberal cesspool. Why would the schools be any different? Good point. Texter writes, been divorced for 30 years. Don't think I'll ever do it again. Well, and again, see, that's the kind of pain I want to spare my kids. And you know, you cannot protect them from everything, right? You can't. You can't control the other person. You can only do the best you can to pre-screen them. And learning to do that is something our parents should teach us. You can't leave that to chance. We leave so much stuff to chance. I don't know why when it comes to our happiness and things that are so important. Texter writes, me and my wife have been married for 35 years. She had a rough childhood. She told me I saved her life because she was thinking about suicide before we met. Wow. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I met my wife at a bonfire. She drove her SUV through the field, had her own pocket knife, and was talking about getting her CCW. We went on a first date a month later. We've been married for 20 years. See, there you go. There you go. I love all the texts I'm getting today. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I'm enjoying the show so much today. I just sent the link to my two daughters, age 20 and 21. Thank you. You know, you could do that. That could work. I could put this in a podcast. It's not going to be the same, though. And if you want to do that, the show is also a podcast. I forget to tell you that, but it is. And this really got started around the 8 o'clock hour today. So it's really the 8 o'clock hour and the 9 o'clock hour. Now, actually, really, it got started at 7:30, didn't it? Yeah, so start there. And I don't know if anyone's going to sit and listen to this whole show, but it'll be easier without the commercials in the podcast form or not as many commercials. But yeah, young people need to hear this. Young people who've been told, focus on your career. You can't marry until you get all your ducks. No. Do not postpone joy. Today's world doesn't come back by. Texter writes, and I said, you know why I've kept on this topic so long? You know I never do this, okay? Unless I know I'm striking a nerve. I can't, the text line won't stop. It's just firing off. You just keep going. Texter writes, I met my wife in 1981 working at the Hyatt. Been together ever since. Texter writes, start filing grievances against companies that ask for preferred pronouns. Another texter writes, cowabunga, good advice. Another texter writes, Tara, confrontation clears the air. See, you know what? I wanted to be really clear about that because I don't want you to think that I have a perfect marriage and to in some way hold yours up to mine because I don't have a perfect marriage. I've never met anyone who does. I am married to my best friend. I got that right. Best friend I will ever have completely lost without him. I literally do not know what I would do. But do we fight? Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm always right, as you know. So is my husband. So we're bound to clash. And the reason it works for us is we literally agree on everything. We even crave the same food at the same time. Everyone's, you know, all the time. I mean, so it's very rare for us to disagree, but we do. And that's why I've made a point of showing my kids that, hey, listen, don't throw away something great because you disagree sometimes. It's about fighting through it. It's about that basis that you have. Texter writes, Tara, I dated my husband for 8 years before we married. Well, dating him, I saw other guys, but none of them were as good as the one I married. Texter writes, Tara, morning, met my wife 34 years ago. She was 12. I was 30. Signed, Joe B. in Delaware. Is he listening to the show again? Let you guys wrap up the show. I've loved your text today. This has been a record day for texts. Just a lot of people talking about different routes to marriage for them. Texter writes, my mom and dad met at 16 and married at 18, still together 55 years later. My husband and I met when I was 12 and he was 16, married when I was 18 and he was 21, just before his 22nd birthday, still together. 35 years later, my daughter went on a date with a guy when she was 17, was honest about where her future was headed. She told him if he couldn't see himself moving in that direction, there was no use wasting time. Good for her. Unfortunately, he was not the one, but a year later, she was married at 18 to the man who could see the future that she was talking about. Praying her marriage lasts too. The quality and commitment of a man is so important. Good for you on having these talks with your daughter. You will never regret it. And again, this is very important to do in life. And that's been the thing that we've been talking about here today. Let's see. Where'd it go? Texter writes. What is it? My wife's sisters told her she would never get married because she was too picky. And she told them she refused to marry a verifiably abusive alcoholic like they did. We've been married 32 years. One sister told her later that she has a great marriage and she was jealous of her. Both sisters have been divorced for over 25 years now, love my wife. You know what? There's so much about this, the way that we treat marriage and family in our society that draws me nuts. One of the things that constant denigration of marriage. One of the things I see eagle's eye view here is just when I do topics like these, so many people, and sometimes it's just a regular day too. So many people love their wives, love their husbands, are in great marriages, even though they fight sometimes. So we're human beings. And they'll tell you that right on the text line. That's one of the cool things about this show. People, because I'm in their car, right, which is a very intimate space, I become their friend, and they tell me things like they wouldn't even tell their, you know, best friend. I don't know why they do. They confess on the text line, maybe because it's anonymous. And they tell me, people tell me all the time they love their wife. They love their marriage. They have a great sex life. You would not believe what people tell me. They're out there. There are really happy, married people. I'll never forget the phone call that we had here. It was a guy, and man, he ripped me apart. He loved his wife so much, he started crying on the air. He had lost her. Years ago. That is out there. And that is what the show is about today. It's about prioritizing that so that you can teach your children how to have the best shot at happiness. There's no guarantees in life. Life will throw you a curveball. They may not get it. It may not be in the cards for them. But they have to be as deliberate about it, more deliberate about it than any career planning. Well, I'm going to get my life together first, and I'm going to have my bills paid. I'm going to have my college paid. I'm going to have my... No, 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 no. It should be, I'm going to get it together. I'm going to go on X number of dates this year. I'm going to join this number of clubs and groups where I think I can find a man, not a male. I'm going to be looking for this. I'm going to be on the lookout for this. Is he bad at handling debt? Does he have credit cards? I'm going to be happy. This is my goal. Here's how I'm going to meet it. I have a 4-year plan. Start at 14. Teach them that. Give them the best shot at happiness. That's what the show's been about. Let me take a break from the world. It'll be there. I'll get back to it tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.